Welcome back for another episode of Red Light Summit Podcast. This week's episode, we cover chats with our special guest, Cactus, Wang's tips and tricks on descending.
Just the tip.
What happens when you drive next to us like an absolute knob. And of course, more. Come along for the ride.
You're still drunk.
If you're new to the podcast and haven't listened to us before, each week we scour the Strava leaderboards, watching you do your efforts up Norton Summit, and discuss them here on the podcast, whether you like it or not. There's a chance we might shame you.
Or myself.
Yeah. But we promise not to name you personally. And the odds are high that we'll probably just shame ourselves because they're not as fast as you. Definitely not this week. Look, at the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb, Norton Summit, and reaching their own goals. So with that, let's introduce ourselves. We are your summiteers, if I can talk properly. Alex.
Hello.
Wang.
G'day.
Cactus.
Hi there.
I'm Kashi. Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners, to another Adelaide Summit podcast.
All right. As always, we need to know what has been happening on and around the summit this week. Alex.
I went up the summit lots of times this week.
Actually,
yeah, I reckon at least four, which is way out of the norm for me.
Yep.
But Monday had day off of the bike. Kickstarted at Echelon, just coaching my eager clients for Monday morning. One of them, though, shout out, consistently becoming to Echelon, returned from an Achilles running injury. Mm. Since September,
what happens
has
when you run?
15 kilos.
Oh,
15 kilos. Kudos to you, buddy. Tuesday, went to the gym, did not go and watch the crits because it was like 4 billion degrees.
Yeah. bit,
you were messaging me, you're like, coming. I'm like, hell no.
Yeah, it was a bit toasty.
Tuesday.
It was hot. Last crit.
Nah, G and I got sushi and went to Ochi.
Definitely back up to some heavier weights at the gym for me, just referencing for the listeners going, what are you lifting?
You even lift, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm up to 20 kilo deadlift.
Yeah, I like that.
Just the bar. Yeah. So I did feel that on the Wednesday come Echelon. That's the closest I've come to cracking in an Echelon class for a while. Thursday, at the Greek school run. But we bumped into my mate Supercyclist, and both Miss Piggy and Supercyclist went pretty rapid up Norton once again. Bit of a sleep in Friday because we had to work Friday night, so I'd have to paint the picture. Run the mall, 4 o'clock start, warm night, fringe, Rundle Street closed. We had to get three utes.
4 o'clock PM.
PM. We had to get three utes in there, a scissor lift, two trucks to shut down the bank, right? And the hooligans in the mall from 9 o'clock were just on, like out of control, drunk yobbos everywhere.
Surprised the scissor lift didn't get stolen.
So we're driving the scissor lift down Rundle Mall and you know, they're like, beep.
Yeah.
Every person in the mall is going, beep, beep, beep. So yeah, finally got that done. We got out of there about midnight, came back to the office, unloaded. Was back at Kennard's at 7 a.m., dropping it off and on the bike by 7:30.
They really stitch you up if you drop back late.
Yeah. Yes, 130 Ks yesterday, with finishing off with burnt cob loaf and cider. And then hit the town last night to see Ronnie Sides.
Ronnie Sides.
A bit of sick.
Drum and bass, eh?
In the Gatsby Lane. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, so the Gatsby pub on Grenfell Street, they've got a rooftop lane.
Yeah.
It's about 100 metres long, 5 metres wide, and it was like 600 people.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Wow.
I love that.
It was sick. Yeah, that's me.
Very good.
Kashi.
It was my RDDO this week.
Oh, random.
Off the bike, that is.
Yeah. So it was just dad duties all week, which was actually great. What do we do? Still got 6 hours training in, which was great. Work's been rapid and probably won't stop until Christmas.
That'll be here soon.
Yeah, it will be. But it's been really good. My sister's over with her partner as well from Wednesday, so
I'm looking forward to dinner with them.
Yeah.
Where they live?
In Queensland.
Ah, Queensland. Okay.
Nice. Yeah, so just been ergos and went bouldering a couple of times. Little Rainbow Rose got a couple of her first, like, proper to the top.
Oh, yeah.
Blue tags.
She's probably better than me.
Started some greenies as well. So she's like smashing it now, especially considering she's got a fear of heights pretty bad. So
for the listeners, the tags mean
Like 1, 2, 3.
Degree of difficulty kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it 9?
Yeah, black
yeah.
tag?
Yes, yeah. yeah. Yellow is, yeah, yellow's a 9. So yeah. it's good. But yeah, so oh, it's just been, yeah, swimming, went to the beach yesterday as well. Lots of coffee, lots of food.
I did see that little picture on Instagram, yeah, hot dogs great. Or legs.
Then we went, yeah, we just went swimming and it was bloody great. It's been a really, really good week, actually. It's been good, good weather. Hey, you, Wang.
Myself, pretty big week on the bike this week, actually. So a full 5-day work week as well.
And
so,
you gave back to the community.
Gave back to the community on Tuesday.
Are you tired?
We'll talk about it. I'm actually a bit tired now. So got in just under 25 hours on the bike this week. Just
so you go to work for a full week, you do more hours on the bike.
Yeah, I know.
Legit.
Yeah, 870-odd K. So Monday, I think it was just a couple of Zwift sessions, the normal morning lunch, and then just rode by myself after work. Tuesday, had the crits, final one of the season. It was pretty toasty out there. There was a lot of complaining from a certain first aid person that will remain unnamed. She's a good friend of Alex's. And yeah, but I think probably if it wasn't the last one, they would have canned it.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was still 37 and a half at just 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay.
Nah, it's what, like it needs to be below 36 at 6 o'clock. So it was well over, but that's okay. Last one for the year. So Wang's community service is over until the winter crits come. So Wednesday, yeah, just another Zwift and roadie session after work. Thursday, I got the real chamoy out.
I did see that.
We
just did a Norton Monty
rapid,
loop.
Just quietly.
Yeah. Yeah, we were going pretty rapid up the top, so and he still managed to hang on, so he still got his form. Mm-hmm. Managed to find his jersey as well, so he was able to not ride
in. You know what? I was going through the times and doing the spreadsheet today and I saw the real Chamois name there. I'm like, I fucking hope he did that in a T-shirt.
No.
I hope he did.
And considering he messaged me before when I was on the way down here, and he's like, I've done 6 rides in February.
Oh, wow.
And he's still done a what?
1336
Norton, and he rode 6 times.
Wow.
So, more power than you, just quietly.
And he sat on the whole time. Sat on the whole time as well, the prick. So, Friday, yeah, it was just a
Zwift?
Normal, yeah, Zwift.
Pre-session?
I was actually.
Yeah, we had a bit of a photo banter in Friday.
Yeah, there was. I was supposed to do some compliance work training on Friday, which is 3 hours online training, but I was a little bit cheeky and a little bit smart and done that on the Thursday in between calls and stuff. So I had a three-hour free block on Friday. So it was
1:30 on Friday.
Yeah, correct. So Saturday rode down to Chop and then did the extras loop up Norton, down Monty. Unfortunately, we lost a good soul down Monty. Monty claimed another one. So
and a Shem voice as well.
Yeah, blew the chamois out his ass. He crashed that hard. So for the photos that know who I'm talking about, they're on his socials. So
Frankosaurus Rex.
I don't think we're going that fast down Monty again, but it was quite lucky because me and one other guy were on his wheel, and where it happened at the top of Corky, the sweeping left-hander, he slid across the road. So lucky there wasn't a car coming.
Shit.
But we were able to bail out, you know, up that dead end road,
Church
Road. We just went straight up there to avoid it. So we're lucky there was no cars coming. So
was there just debris on the road or something?
No, I don't know. I think he was just getting a bit confident down Monty. He knows it like the back of his hand. He loves a downhill. Does
knows it like the back of his
ass
now.
Well, he does now. So he's lost a bit of skin. I think he's still trying to peel himself off the sheets and get out of bed today.
Has anyone heard from him?
I haven't actually heard from him. I sent him a message and I haven't heard from him. So. And then Sunday, today.
Yeah.
Did a bit of a southern loop today. So met Tommy Wahoo Timmons Ligan. And then met up with, Wahoo Ligan and
The Beta.
Yep, The Beta and also Birdie, Matt Bird. I don't know what his name is. But, yeah, we've done a upwindy, humpty, across the McLaren Vale, up Wickham's, across the top of the range, down Wollongong, McLaren Vale, and then back home.
Loop.
It was a good loop. Got in another 150, so that finished off the week well.
Are you training for anything, Wayne?
Nah, I just don't love being home. I just don't love being home.
Training for life.
Come across a dickhead driver that everyone will see on my socials that I've posted, so we'll talk about that later. But, yeah. That's my week. So,
Cactus.
What's been awesome. Going on?
Thanks for having me on.
Well, that's
You're welcome.
Yeah, sort of a bit of a smaller week for me this week after tour of Flurio. So Monday just had some Rico, a couple of hours. Tuesday headed up Waterfall Gully for a few efforts up there on the TT bike.
I did actually just talking about that. I do hear that there might be a upcoming two-up chop with yourself and Wahooligan to get the com.
Yeah.
On the TT?
Might be.
Like
might
the
be.
Overall
so
com?
We'll,
yeah.
Well, who's got
yours?
No, not mine. Oh, the women's.
Do you know who's got it now?
Spaghetti Slapper's sister.
Hang on. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Altegra Offender.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one.
Why would you give that away like that, Wang?
Hey.
I like this. Okay, a two-up chop. I like it. On the TT bike?
Oh, I don't know. Probably just road bikes, I reckon.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see. So, okay.
Like
a bit of fun.
I like it.
Crack.
Very good.
What is the women's quam? Do you know?
I think the average is 30K an hour.
Yeah, right.
I think Wahooligan had a crack a couple of weeks ago solo and went pretty close to it. So,
So that was Tuesday effort?
Yeah, Tuesday. Yep. Tuesday morning, did gym in the afternoon, just getting back into that.
Not
so
lifting more than that.
This wouldn't be hard.
And then Tuesday night, Mum and I went to the Fringe to see Hans, so that was a bit of a laugh.
Yes, that he's back after his little accident on the cruise ship last year.
Yeah, that's it. And then, Wednesday, back on the TT bike. Thursday, some Zone 2 in the morning, and I head out to McLaren Flat Thursday afternoons to do the TT out there, which is awesome. They have they run that really well. Friday,
TT training out Southern Vet or out south on McLaren Vale.
Sort of unofficial.
Unofficial race.
Yeah. Just $5 and they'll send you around the course. So, it's great. It's really good. So,
it's yourself and, mental blank. Matt. Oh, what's his last name? Done well at the Nats. Foxy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yourself and Foxy were hitting that up before the Nats, weren't you?
Yeah. It's a really good course. So it was good fun.
So that was Friday? No, Thursday.
Thursday. Nice. Friday, some VO2 efforts and gym again, which I think did the dirty on me for supers somewhat. attempted supers, tried to keep up with Wahooligan up Norton, but I blew up spectacularly.
Love it.
She was quietly chuffed about that. She did mention that. She's like, I dropped Caitlin up Norton. She's on the potty today.
So that was brutal. But and then my parents, we had an auction on Saturday afternoon. So that was sold the house. So that was pretty exciting. Cool. Yeah. And, work today and got a Zwift race tonight, so that should be a bit
tell
of fun.
Us tell us a bit more about tonight's Zwift race. What's that for?
So they're having Oz Cycling, the first ever eSports National Championships. So tonight's a qualifier round, so you've got to come top four and qualify for the National Champs, which will be on the 22nd of March in person. In Queensland.
Yeah, so they fly you up there for it.
Yeah.
Right. So before tonight's event, you've got to do like the proper weigh-in and stuff, do you?
Yeah.
Film the weigh-in.
In the corner.
What do you have to do before?
How is that verified?
Scales.
Photo.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Just make sure you don't get a reflection, right?
Yeah. Homer, towel rack.
And then you've got to do it. Do you have to do it on only certain trainers are eligible as well, aren't they?
I'm not sure. I think probably,
certain trainers.
Wahoos and.
Yeah. So not like the older ones, like the Le Mans and all that and type of stuff. Yeah,
fake
they have
ones.
To be verified trainers. Mm.
That's not bad though.
Yeah, to make it fair. So
how long's the race?
I think they're doing it on that 40K loop.
Which is it?
Probably about an hour or just under, hopefully.
Yeah. It's a solid Zwift race, 40K. Mm.
How are we feeling for the Zwift race?
We'll find out when I start. In a couple of hours' time, we'll know.
Have you got your roadie set up on it or TT bike?
I've got the roadie set up on it at the moment.
Is there any regulations around what bike you can have on there?
No, I don't think so. No? Okay. I actually just swapped it out. I had my old trainer bike.
The TT be way more aero, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm a fan. Well, no, you could get it down in the bars on the... It'd be more comfortable.
So. What about socks or something?
It's got to be the Zwift socks. They're the aero ones.
Yeah, and the aero helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Just talking about helmets, did anyone see Alicia Jackson's helmet from... who should I call EF last night in Strada?
No.
Yeah,
oh,
I
my
did.
God.
What?
Not a fan.
Fucking terrible.
Talk to listeners about basically, what does it look like?
They're basically racing Alicia Jackson, the chick who won Roubaix last year. Mm. They're basically racing in a time trial helmet.
Does it look like a cask membino or something?
No, it's just fucking terrible.
They look a bit like a crash helmet, I reckon.
Oh, they're just
really? There's not this big googly one they had on last year. Yeah, I don't know.
Please hold on.
Yeah.
Righto.
You see what I'm talking about?
No, this is a...
We'll have a look after anyway.
Oh, this one? Like that?
Yeah. Oh. That's what they're using on the road.
Oh, that's bad. So, listeners at home, it looks like...
A TT helmet.
Like a really cross between a horrible aero helmet and a TT helmet.
And a fucking toaster.
With built-in glasses. Yeah. Do you remember Giro did one?
Yeah.
It didn't take off for a really good reason.
Yeah, that's not going to take off either. Yeah.
So birds flew into the front of it and got stuck. Look at the thing.
That is terrible.
Got a little nest in there.
Anyway. So we're going to win a Zwift race tonight.
Yes. Love it. And then is it rounds like a, you know, quarters, semis, final or?
Nah, it's pretty simple. They just do this one, top four, and there's a second qualifier if you don't make it through.
Yeah.
And top four
to
again.
And,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, cool. Love it. And, how good. Yeah.
Very good.
Fingers crossed we'll be watching.
Dropping back into the waterfall gully thing the other day. I don't think you need to go two up. You'll just take that on your own.
You have to wait for
a bit of fun with someone else, I reckon. A bit less of a drag.
But just let her go first and then just drag.
Yes, do the Strava.
Payback.
So are you training for anything? I know that you've got the Zwift thing. Have you got a couple of goals this year or what have you got? What have you got on the cards?
Yeah, so with the team, we'll head to Europe. So start of May, we'll head to Europe for a couple of months and do some racing there. Which for me will be a massive learning curve.
And which team?
Another race. Team Bridgelane. Yeah.
Very good.
And so that'll be a huge learning curve. So not necessarily any specific goals, just to have a crack and get my name out there a little bit if it's possible would be good. But so that's the main one. Otherwise, just before that, I'll have Oceania's, the TT and the road race in April.
They're in Brisbane, aren't they?
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. I like it. So we were talking about PBs before. Norton PB. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, you're reading that right.
13:53. I know that Wang's a bit of a weather guru and we'll get his weather report shortly.
That was New Year's Eve, wasn't it? New Year's Eve last year?
it was late last year. Late. I can't remember exactly.
Sure it was New Year's Eve.
I reckon it was the last year. Probably was. Mm.
Was it Supers? Or
Supers, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bit of dew on the ground, wasn't there, that
day? Do you remember that? Was anyone else you were chopping with, or was it solo, or just holding on to the wheels of the boys?
Hanging on to the wheels, like chewing stem, just hanging on. So no work on the front for me that day.
Do you know what? I'm like, you know, there's a bit of a debate sometimes around like if it's in a group or, well, a bit of everything. If it's solo or not, I honestly, if you're going that fast, all bets off. Like, you just got to hang on for dear life.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does not.
Just hanging on.
So,
how far is that behind the women's?
I'll just bring it up too.
Okay. While you're doing that, you mentioned gym. Is that something you put into your plan a lot?
Yeah, yeah. So my coach, he's just getting me started on gym. I haven't done gym for a few years now, so it's pretty rough at the moment, last few weeks. But, yeah, just a couple times a week, just getting in some activation stuff and some core stuff as well.
Core stuff's amazing.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah, that's really good.
30th of December, was that right?
Sorry?
So yourself and Wahooligan are both tied on 1353. There's a nice little rivalry brewing between those two, isn't there?
Right. Huh?
But then Giganti just had to go and
take
blow,
a minute out of it.
Just take a minute out of everyone.
That is absolutely
that was pretty rough.
And even second, like just Loudon, she's no slouch. Hmm.
Yeah. But they're saying 3 seconds behind.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, wow. That's rapid.
That's some good... what's the word? Oh, my God. There's some good company to be around. Mm. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Nice. So pre-cycling, pre-gym, you were a rower?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I was I rowed in school, as in rowing rowed.
No pun intended.
R-O-W.
Yeah, and got into rowing that way and then got picked up with the Sport Institute when I finished school. And so I rode with Sassy and, I finished rowing in 2021, I reckon, and then switched into triathlon.
Okay.
And I met Jenny, from Butterfields through there and she quickly sort of got me into the team and into cycling.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, I reckon it was 2 years ago, 2 years ago. 2 or 3 years ago, we were riding out to McLarenville with the Butterfields team and you rolled up on Dad's bike, two different wheels, like chain falling off.
That would be
and
me.
She just motors out to McLarenville and back. No fuss.
Every first bike should be like that, hey? I think my first roadie was a giant TCX, which had, it's all about it.
But, and now you're riding for Bridgelane.
Yeah. So hang on. That was 2021.
Yeah.
I reckon it was.
It's only 2024.
I know. The start of 2024. That's what I'm saying.
It's a pretty quick rise. How high did you make it in rowing?
Just
above the water.
Just above the
Yes. Yes.
I love it.
On the plane.
Yes. Yeah.
Set you up for that one.
You're really a little bit below, aren't you?
Yeah.
Far out. Let her answer the question.
Yeah. Sorry.
I was with the Sport Institute, so we're trying to make under 21, under 23 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of times I really just sort of scraped in, almost more of as a reserve type thing. So I technically did represent for Australia in under 21 and under 23. Unfortunately, under 23 was during COVID, so we didn't travel anywhere. So I actually never ended up travelling anywhere for rowing, apart from just around Australia. But
What was
that? Was a very nonchalant flex too. By the way.
Well done. Just what was your sort of target in rowing? Like the specialty was a sprint, long distance. I'm not familiar with the different setups of rowing.
Do they do like 4 or 8 or how many? How many? They have different amounts in the boat.
Yeah, different crews. So we spent most of our training in either a boat by ourselves or one other person, depending on which type of rowing you're doing, whether you have 1 oar or 2 oars.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I did the rowing with 2 oars mostly.
Yeah.
Then if you get selected, you might get into a crew with 4 or 8 people.
Oh, okay. I see what's going on now. Yep.
Most of that was done down West Lakes, obviously.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, West Lakes.
Yep.
River Torrens. And so obviously the rowing is extremely beneficial for cycling. Mm-hmm. A lot of the same muscle groups used, hence your 1353 up Norton. So anything else, any other sports or anything leading up to rowing, cycling, gym along the way?
Not really, sort of the triathlon in between.
Yep.
Lane's
going to do a triathlon this year.
No, I'm not.
Yep. Why not?
Why not?
If you do one, I'll do one.
We'll do a team one, I'll do the bike.
Alex, I can't swim. I cannot swim.
I'll swim.
All right, Alex, do the run.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's even worse. I'll still drown.
What would you say your greatest achievement to date, whether it be on the bike, off the bike, doesn't really matter?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably a few, I suppose. Oh, it'd have to be the Norton PB.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No, I think my first NRS stage win was pretty amazing.
That was Gippsland?
Yeah, Gippsland. Yeah. It was a TT, so that was sort of surreal that day. Yeah. It was really awesome.
TT on road bikes as well, wasn't it?
Yeah,
TT
it was a bit, style. A bit depressing, yeah. But yeah.
A bit like Tour of Fluria.
Well, it's okay. How did you go in the trip?
Yeah, we did really well. We managed to get together a women's team, mm-hmm. So it was hard enough to get the girls together as it is.
You guys are reaching out for one or two extra.
Yeah, it was pretty hard. So we all did really well. I unfortunately got a flat on the start line of stage two, so I actually didn't start stage two. So I ended up getting the slowest bunch time or something on that day. So,
yeah.
But at least had a bit of a rest day. So then the next day I felt pretty good in the road race. So that went pretty well. And then, went chasing Sarah Gigante's time up Crow's Nest.
Yeah.
I gave it a crack, but 24 and a half is a bit too fast for me.
Some of the people that were in, because you rode Div 3, is that right?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, there were some sandbaggers in that group. I'm not going to name any names, but
actually,
they know who they are. But far out. When you're up against, I think it was stage 3, you got second, did you?
Yeah.
In the sprint?
Yeah.
Guy who beat you, come on. I could go up a grade, would you? Surely.
So with that, it was like obviously just a grade no matter what gender, which I think is like, what do you prefer? Like obviously because just racing Tuesday nights as well, right? It doesn't matter. You're in a grade, that's it. What do you prefer? Women's or just anything?
I don't know. I think they're both good because sometimes when you race with the guys, it's pressured off. Because you're not comparing yourself. You sort of can just do what you can and give it a crack.
Yeah.
But then, of course, racing with the women, well, then, you know, they're your competition. They're the ones you're putting yourself up against. So I guess there's, you know, both I quite enjoy.
Yeah, good.
So
did they have separate results for women within the division?
Yes, they did.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Which was good.
Yeah. So you would have won overall in Div 3?
For women. We were the only women's team.
Okay, so you're only against your teammates.
About a mile.
Yep. Yeah, that's it.
What was your time up? How close were you to Sarah up Crow's Nest?
I can't remember how close it was. I reckon I might have been... Oh, she averaged 24.5K an hour and I averaged 21.5.
She did it on...
Wow. It was a lot faster. Yeah.
She was full TT rig. And she actually kept going past the top to make sure that she recorded, I think, a 10-minute power. Yeah. She finished in just under 10 minutes, I think.
Wow. So,
seriously impressive.
So greatest NRS win was the greatest achievement, and aside from yesterday, what was the worst day on the bike?
I think we've all done it right on Norton, just blown like absolute smithereens. Where was it?
I reckon I would have been about halfway.
So you've gone around the first switchback and you went,
Yeah.
I think to the first switchback first makes switchback breaks the hardest me.
Part. Like, always. Yeah.
It breaks me as well.
You can never break.
Just a little bit.
I feel like I know I'm going to perish when you haven't even got to first switchback. You know how that it kind of
goes around?
Yeah. You know then you're like, when you can see that, you're like, oh, no. So yesterday, worst day on the bike. You've already mentioned about your upcoming season, which is that's pretty cool. That's awesome. So what bike are you riding now? Is it going to change?
Best bike around.
I'm supposed to be riding a Cervelo Soloist.
Oh, that's right.
At the moment. Yeah. But unfortunately, I crashed in Warnie and the frame was broken. So actually, the team's just sent me a new one, so it should arrive this week. So in the meanwhile, I've been riding my dad's bike again.
That's a Pinarello?
That's a Pinarello.
Yes. Oh, that's what I saw on shop the other morning. I was like, what's going on here?
Confusion.
So I won't complain. Yeah,
I came back to the pod. I said, I'm pretty sure Caitlin's riding Pinarello today.
No, I'm about it. I'm getting my my old Super 6 repainted up in Brisbane.
Awesome.
When I go back up there, I'm going to get it sent down there. So I'm just each week I'm going to try and ride a different bike.
Because it's a pretty sweet looking Pinarello. Like, is it relatively new?
Yeah. New one. So.
Is it Dogma?
Yeah. Dogma F he got. Won't complain about that one. Surprised he lets me ride it, to be honest.
I was going to say, he's okay with it.
He does now.
Shout out to Papa Cactus. I've heard those bikes absolutely fire, so.
It is pretty amazing to ride, I must say.
So if you could have a favourite bike, what would it be?
I don't know. I've always thought about this. I don't really know.
What were you riding before you went on to the Soloist?
That's it.
Was it Cannondale?
Never got off. Yeah, he had a Cannondale. Mm. Yeah. Okay. I got an S5. So
that's right. Awesome
bike. So
yes. They are pretty good.
They are cheating.
They just carry speed.
They do. Very much so. Just going back onto your season for Europe this year, where are you going to, you might have mentioned, but where are you going to be based in Europe?
So we will be based in Belgium. So we're just on the border of Belgium and France. So I haven't ever been there before. I've been to Europe, but not Belgium. So it'll be very exciting to explore around, I reckon.
Yeah. And have you got your race program for
We do, sort of just developing it at the moment.
Okay.
But looks like we'll be able to get a few UCI races.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That'll be pretty awesome. Yeah. So really excited for that. Bit nervous, but
you'd be right.
Really awesome.
What'd you say? Get in and have a crack.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Did mum and dad come and see any racing over there?
Dad will come over just towards the end, and then we'll sort of trek around and do a bit of riding ourselves.
Yeah.
Ride.
Lovely.
Do all the famous climbs, Alpe d'Huez, and why not while you're there?
Yeah. Oh,
so
why wouldn't
be
you?
Awesome. Yeah.
Epic.
Yeah.
Now, diet. I know.
You want me to ask it?
We can start there.
Right.
Go for it.
Zinger burger, good or bad?
I can't remember if I've had one or not.
That's not a surprising answer.
It's still funny.
Yeah.
I didn't have one on the way here today either.
What is this? What's that next to you?
That's a coffee frappe.
Latte or something?
Yeah, coffee frappe. Yeah.
What frappe?
Frappe. Yeah. No, that's okay. Just on food. So, are you a pre-ride breakfast person?
Always. Cannot survive without breakfast.
Are we going to get you on the Weet-Bix? What are you on?
No, I'm not. I hate, I like Weet-Bix, but I hate they go soggy. Nah.
Okay.
Like
I can't eat them if they're not soggy.
So I'm a plain oat person.
Okay.
Yep.
Just plain oats, no honey, anything?
No. Nah.
No, just plain oats.
Just plain oats with milk.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. No honey, no maple syrup, cinnamon.
No.
That's okay.
No.
Vanilla extra.
For pie.
Grated apple. Grated apple pie.
What about your favourite cheap meal?
I reckon pancakes.
Oh, okay.
I love pancakes.
One. With what? Just plain? With milk? Sorry, we'll get into that.
Nah.
Can't think of the little thing from the shop.
Yeah, that's it.
I've done that.
I've done that. Yeah. Shake it.
I think I ran out of lollies and gels and I had a session on
Zoom. I reckon you told us.
And
this,
I just had the maple syrup, 100% maple syrup, right next to my trainer. Just gulp.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
A guy done three peaks with that.
You know what? It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, a guy, I mean, I've done three peaks. A guy did that with just a honey, like Capolino honey squeeze in his back gel, in his back pocket. No gels. He's just like, shh, straight down his gullet.
I would totally do that. I'm going to do that next time. Next job. Next week. Let's go.
What do we put on pancakes? Pancakes. Yes.
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, got to be Nutella, I reckon.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Love Nutella.
Yeah. Yeah. I have Nutella and like a jam, but half and half.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Not on each, together.
No, together, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So it'd be like chocolate strawberry or chocolate yogurt. Plum.
Yeah. A little bit tart.
Yeah. Apricot.
With the Nutella.
So a bit of, okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah. You get amongst good. It, young Wang.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. I like the Nutella and strawberry jam. That.
Yes. Oh, good. You got any questions for us?
Yeah.
We've got some listener questions sent in from the Instas. Anything you want to hear old Wang up about?
Hey, just back off on the old. just Wang.
Probably don't hit him. He might break.
I don't know. Caught me by surprise.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
What have we got?
We did have some listener questions,
didn't
we?
Yeah, we did have some listener questions. Yeah. We did have one, actually.
One. We had more than that.
We had a couple. We had one from Sharp as a Knife, I'm going to say. At Wang.
Yes.
You do 100 Present. Days a week.
Yes, I do.
What's your goal? Why do you do it?
Just to be a better person in life.
You know what? I love that you got a grin on your face, but ultimately I do it. And I do know deep down in that... In that crevice where there may be some remnants of past.
There is. There is.
That you generally do mean
telling the truth. Yeah.
My goals, work less, ride more. That's a big goal of mine. Mm. But nationals again this year would be my cycling goal. So Masters Nationals, another road trip up to Loxton with me and Alex. They're in Loxton this year for us.
Big Orange.
Ooh.
That's red mark. Okay. Yeah, so that's my goals.
Okay.
Hopefully win all three this year because I didn't do that in Shepparton, only won two.
What was it like growing up being in like the hit movie Top Gun?
You know? Yeah. it was pretty tough getting mistaken for Val Kilmer. That was back when I had a fringe.
Yeah, when you had a fringe.
Yeah.
I haven't had one for a while. Yeah, that, I was only in that picture, just for the listeners. I think I was 16 there. That was my first year in Europe, Junior Worlds Road.
Wow. Did you see the photo come up on Instagram?
I haven't seen it yet.
Here we
go.
Yeah,
please hold it.
That was first year representing Australia. a little baby Wang.
So I know the thoughts are going through your head. Yes, they did have cameras back then. So they had the big bang and then they had to...
There was no mobile phones. The bulb every time.
Yeah.
We actually had to get calling cards to ring back home. There was no mobile phones.
Did you ever do the reverse charge? And then your parents would be like, please, you reverse charge.
I did that a couple of times, but there was also a trick with some certain Telstra or Telecom back then.
Telecom.
Their phone, you could actually press, they used to have a follow-on button when you were getting close to running out of credit to hit it.
Mm.
There was actually a trick where you could actually hit that button and hang up and just keep doing it until it got your line out and then you could ring for free.
There you go.
This is in a phone box.
Mm. Right. Yeah, no, you had to go to a phone box. There was no.
This is why there aren't any phone boxes.
Yeah, they probably shut them down. Yeah.
So and apart from that, we just had a Wang's weather. What?
Yeah, one of the listeners did want a Wang's weather. Wang's weather report this week.
Maybe we should say, looking on the Wang's weather report for the week ahead. Mm. What's your ideal day for a Norton?
Ideal day. Coming. We've touched on this.
No, for this week coming up.
Oh, for this week coming up, it's actually not any ideal days. Potentially Tuesday, there's going to be a southwester late in the afternoon.
Okay.
But apart from that, we're looking at southeasterlies all week, which means a headwind up Norton. So it's going to get hot towards the end of the week this
not
week.
For me.
So, no, you're away.
Canberra.
Oh, you're in Canberra.
Mm.
Oh.
Tomorrow, top of 30 with an overnight low of 13.
Oh, thank you.
Tuesday, we've got a high of 33 with an overnight low of 19.
Fans,
no wind on those days.
Can you do the
I mean,
like,
no rain.
Directing it at the satellite.
Yeah. So, Wednesday, 30% chance of rain.
Ugh.
So, but 30 degrees.
For the listeners, what was the ideal weather? The ideal wind again?
Southwest.
Okay.
Thursday, 32, no rain. Friday, 34. It's going to be a hot weekend. Saturday, we're up to 37.
going to be a hot chop.
It's going to be a hot chop or supers on Saturday. And a hot long weekend, apparently. So long weekend this weekend, people.
Adelaide Cup Day.
Get around it.
Get on to it.
Yeah. Yes. So if you are riding, just be safe out there because there has been some hooligans out there, right?
There has, as per my social. Got a rego for that guy, so there'll be a follow-up. Cool.
All right.
With that.
Okay. Shall we jump in?
We touched on Frankosaurus Rex, sending out...
wishes to him.
Good thoughts and heals to him. So he's okay. He's just lost a shitload of skin off of his left-hand side of his body. So and a bit of damage to his bike, but he'll be back ripping Monty before we know it.
Good. All right. Shall we?
Just jump into it.
Yeah. The main reason why we exist. So let's see who's been spinning up the summit this week and check out the times for the folks who've been giving us a show. It must be the fast guys. It is the fast guys this week and the gals. And it might even be anyone in between. Like we said, we'll dive into their rides and data a little bit more robustly. And then we'll see who and what has caught our eyes on the leaderboards for some hand pick, not icks, this week.
Mm-hmm.
Cactus, do you want to go for the fastest woman and a man?
Yeah.
Nice.
So for this week, we have for the fastest female with a 118-kilometre ride, Wahooligan with a time of 14:14.
Solid this yesterday?
This was yesterday.
Were you somewhere there?
I was somewhere further back. And for the fastest man this week, with a ride of 66 kilometres, Thighs on the Prize.
Oh, that is a rapid time.
Time of 12:53.
What is PB of 12:32?
Yeah, he goes all right.
Holy shit.
Holy dooly.
Alex.
Yeah, so the men's this week from 13-minute bunch.
This is the fastest.
Just the fastest overall. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Rightio. So at a 13:06 by the Beta at 410 watts. We have Mumbo number 105 who has a PB of 11:34. Which is mind-boggling, but he did a 13:13. We have Mr. Consistent with 444 watts for 13 minutes 20. New to the pod, Colossal Huang.
I was trying to think of another name.
Did a 13:36 at 373 watts. And also with a 13:36 and a way more impressive watts of 377, the real Chamoy.
Which is surprising because he sat on the whole way.
Well, he hasn't been training, so he's probably
put on
a
couple. No, six rides in February.
Yeah. So. He is actually a certified freak, isn't he?
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah. I love it. Wang. What do you got?
All right. Now we've got the women's bracket. Is this just the fastest bracket?
I don't know if you know
bracket?
This person coming up.
No, yeah, also no, new to sure. the podcast as well. Yeah, as we spoke before, PB of 14:42. But the gym done a number on her. So 16:24 was her time, 263 watts, 159 beats, just cruising at 159 beats. We have Cactus.
I reckon the PB's wrong there, isn't it? 13:53.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Why did that not...
That's okay.
Is it sure?
Technical difficulties.
Sure.
No better than our previous person. Next, we have Miss Piggy.
Oh, two times in a week in the top five.
Yeah, had another crack at her PB. I believe she could have got it.
She could have smashed it, yeah, but
she actually went a bit soft, apparently. So I did give her a pep talk prior. She said she wasn't feeling it. I told her to harden the fuck up and we went
negative split the whole way until I said, you've got 1.5 k's to go and all you need is 20 seconds. Yeah, and I was like, go.
This week. I expect a PB this week, otherwise she's off the pod. So
yeah.
Time of 17:34, 12 seconds behind her PB of 17:22. 267 watts, 157 beats. We have Miss Piggy. Next, is this new person?
New to the pod. Yeah, new to the pod.
So we're not sure if it's a PB.
It's a PB.
Very good. 19:39. I think this person's been trying to crack 20 for quite some time.
Okay.
I think I saw a story from her yesterday. I do follow her on Instagram, I'm pretty sure. She's been trying to cracked 20 minutes for like 8 years.
Well,
we got there, 229 watts. We have Monkey See, Monkey Do with a time of 1989.
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Bit of a play on words.
Thank you.
And the next one is also a play on words. So with a time of 2017, not too far behind their PB of 1928. No power, 174 beats per minute. We have The Legend of Zorro.
Yep, I love it.
Very good.
Now, do you have a
hand? I have a hand pick. Would you like me to take it through? Or would you,
go for it.
No. Okay, so a dear friend of mine for many, many years.
He is a good bloke.
He is a good bloke.
Yes, he rolled up on Thursday afternoon with Miss Piggy and myself and did a 1744.
What was his PB before that, do you know?
1651 from 11 years ago. So
okay.
It's been a long time since he's been that quick. However, that was part of a 55K afternoon ride, and he also did a 42K morning ride, so well over almost 100K
still
day for him.
A Wang double session.
Yeah, right.
Usually, what's the story with the riding? He used to still rides or not?
Still rides, doesn't race anymore, was a very decent racer, back with Petit Perineum and Krusty and your mate Rolton and all of those back in the day, Laidler. A bunch of those guys. So he used to race at quite a decent level locally. Just getting back on the bike, more consistent, and starting to see the numbers come down.
Love it.
Good, we'll get him out there racing.
And who is this person?
A very good friend of mine, Super Cyclist.
Super Cyclist. Well done, Super Cyclist. Super Cyclist. Yeah. Super Cyclist.
Everyone will know who I'm talking about.
So, Alex, what's going on this week?
Some cool stuff happening because we're going to be we're having our RDO next week, so I've included a couple of weeks ahead.
Love it.
We have Adelaide Hills Cycling Club, Sunday 17th of March. They have the She Rides On at the Forest and Loop Gumaracha.
Yeah.
Yep. Adelaide Mountain Bike Club, they're doing the XCC at Cobbler Creek on Sunday 10th of March.
Ooh.
Hoz Cycling at the Velodrome Tuesday and Wednesday 5th and 6th of March. Sprint and Para Sprint and Advanced Junior Training. Hoz Cycling also at Blue Lake, Round 2 BMX State Series, Sunday the 10th of March. Inside Line Mountain Bike Club, they've got a couple of things. On 9th of March, they're doing an Introduction to Downhill at Fox Creek. And they're also doing on the 17th of March the Club Downhill Series Round 1. Wang, do you know these races a bit more than me? Mount Gambier Cycling Club holding the Mount Sinai to Donovan's race on the 10th of March.
Never heard of it.
And then there's also the Sunday 17th of March Yull Club Race. Yull, that's for everyone.
Yull, get out there.
And then further down the track into April, the annual Riverland Classic Tour of Berry, however you want to say it. Saturday 6th and 7th of April. That's the handicap race and the criterium. And lastly, South Coast Cycling, Monday 4th to Wednesday the 6th.
You're right
horse there.
Yeah.
4th, 6th and 8th, any women, any bike, junior training and some night racing. And then they've also got the Wheels and Interclub Track Champs on the 11th of March, all at the Edwardstown Velo.
Ah.
Lots coming up.
You can check Entry really Boss good, for more details.
Entry Boss.
Very easy to use.
Yes.
All right, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and all creatures in between. If you have enjoyed yourself, why don't you give us a follow through your favourite podcast app or access all our episodes through YouTube as well. Please subscribe, hit the bell icon, and don't forget to tell your friends and share it with everyone.
So we're all over the socials where we give you updates, info, and let you know when new episodes are out and other podcast news information. And I think, you know, we might start doing maybe some questions leading up to each episode. If we want, I think that, you know, there was a bit of comedic value there, even if they're just talking about Val Kilmer.
I was going to say, just some questions for the other hosts on here as well, please. There is two others.
So if you want to support the podcast, head over to our Buy Me a Coffee page, and if you donate, we'll give you a shout on the podcast next week.
Yes. Firstly, I'd like to thank Cactus for coming on the show, and all the best with your upcoming
good
season.
Good luck tonight as well. Yeah.
Thank you. Good luck. Thanks for having me.
We would definitely love the listeners' feedback and to know your thoughts, so hit us up. Let's have a chat through our Facebook or Instagram page, or shoot us something through to our email, radelaidesummer@gmail.com. And with that, after my last night's antics, what do you call a guy, Wang, that keeps vomiting?
Oh, do tell.
Chuck. We'll see you out in the summer this week. Bye-bye.
Pretty good.